you could afford to do it, you'd take things. Till finally our damn nice cellar up there, and we'd take all the vegetables we want. Same as we had a nice, not as good as that, but we had a nice cellar up there and could keep anything we wanted.
I imagine that you brought canned vegetables here.
Oh, positively, yeah. That's the only thing we'd take.
How about dehydrated potatoes?
Well, yeah, that's about what... Well, the hell, I use them right today.
Yeah, they're better today, though, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Say, they used to be them big flat ones, when you mentioned it. Big flat ones, and they never did thaw out. So good, I remember them.
How about eggs? Powdered eggs?
Let's see about the eggs. Yes, that's the only thing we could take. We take quite a lot with us, but never froze them. Because many a time Ellen would be out with me and you couldn't... We got to have things that would freeze. Until we got young Jimmy and she could stay home. Then we have a cellar and we could have anything we want. We lived as good as we could any time.
I think you lived well.
We lived a damn sight better here than we do in town because you had everything. You have the different kinds of fish, you'd have them chickens, and you would have the meat, just about anything you wanted. So did you ever eat link?
No.
Well, that's a... I know, I've mentioned that. It's so long since I mentioned that to anybody. But anyway, link is damn good eating. Old Fred used to live on it, not my partner, because he never killed a moose in his life.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny, you know?
Yeah.
And I would give him meat. Old Fred, he was there, he lived by himself after a while, but he never killed a moose in his life. And I would supply him with meat, but the link, I like it. He roast that and that was damn good eating. I don't see why it wouldn't be. Tender.
Lives out of that.
I haven't had it for ages because you lots of moose. Yeah. But I wouldn't, not the least hesitation, a good fat link.
Yeah.
Just as good as anything. I remember here something one time. Two boys was up Porcupine trading. They had a trading post. I forget the name. That is, they went to trade, but they didn't get up far enough. Two boys, anyway, they come along to the house. I remember this. And I got going to cook this link. Oh, no, they wouldn't want link. Well, all right, then they didn't have nothing. That's all I had. And the link to me is just as good as any mooch as ever was killed. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, I agree with you.
The link is a good, clean animal.
Yeah.
Or was it a matter of about a hog?
Yeah, or a chicken.
Isn't anything dirtier than that? You like bacon.
Yeah, sure.
And a link is clean. And surely we don't, just because it's a link.
It's different.
It's the name of it, that's all.
It's just something different.
Yeah, such different. Well, then I was a kind of lucky, them things didn't trouble me. Lucky in a lot of things, I guess. But that's one thing that I wasn't worried about that.
Well, you might call it luck. You might call it luck. But I think that you were able to adjust to a changing environment.
That could be.
You could live
in
the wild.
I thought about that too. I thought about that, how I took to that business up there, and I was raised in a big city. Blackburn and Manchester, lived there all my life, and then come here to a... It was strange, but then it just happened that it was just right, just happened to take to it. But I'm raised in a... never been out of a city all my life. Manchester and Blackburn, from Blackburn to Manchester. Blackburn's 400,000 people there. And then to Manchester, I lived in Manchester in the suburbs there. Till I come here. From where in hell did we come to?
Council Bluff.
You were to a little place in the States, and then from there to California, the local
town. Council Bluff.
Council Bluff. Yeah, we come there. Jack, see my partner there.
Yeah.
Up there.
I'm wondering, did you have good water up there on Chandler? Did you have a well?
You mean to put our home?
Yeah.
You just use river water.
Oh, river water.
And ice in the winter.
Yeah.
When you couldn't get any, you'd keep the water all as long as you could, and then you use ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's clear river, a clear stream. Clear stream. No silt in it, or was it?
No.
Clear water.
Just fish water. Yeah. We'd have barrels like that, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Always keep a barrel too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was in Dawson one summer. I worked for that first I landed there. Hell, I got a job the next day too. I was lucky. Mm-hmm. I worked on the hothouses across the Badger owned them. He supplied the town with vegetables. Mm-hmm. Dawson.
Yeah, right across
the river. There's a ferry there.
Yeah.
And I lived in an old house, I don't know if I have a picture, up on the top there where his vegetable garden is. There's an old cabin and I lived and slept there. Mm. Yeah. And come to town when I feel like it, which wasn't very often.
When you went down the river, did you meet very many steamboats?
When we, on the river, which river?
From Dawson to Fort Yukon?
There used to be three of them. I've seen three of them here at once. Mm-hmm. I've seen three of them right here, just on an occasion. Mm-hmm. But then there was your regular course with their boats. Pull out in Dawson, you know, pull out there.
Now another question. Do you remember how long you were at Eureka, California in the Redwoods?
My brother and my wish, both of us was there, my brother George. I don't remember. I'd have to think about it.
Did your brother George stay in the Redwoods?
No, he was a good gardener, and he come out, and he was working for a gentleman's place.
Oh, yeah.
And in 1940, I went out and stayed with him. He had a nice house there for himself, and right there is where he worked in this gentleman's estate. A nice big house. And I went there, I think, 1940, and lived with him for a week.
Oh.
That's the only time I've been out.
Oh. Did you like the States when you were there?
Yeah, well, it was all right. You know, I just stayed with my brother, and well, it wasn't much of a place. It was a way out, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was nice for me. I was out. He had some nice friends there. Mm-hmm. And I remember this, that each night, one of these friends would give a party while I was there, just one for my benefit. And he had probably half a dozen. And each night, we go to each of his friends and they give me a nice time there. Each one of them, and finally, I know how to give them, so the last time I went in, I took them to town and went to the theaters and eat at the restaurants and give them a party too. Yeah. They've been giving me a party at each house all the time, so I give them one. We went to the theater and to the restaurants and just one night in San Francisco.
How long did you go to school in England?
Till the fourth grade.
To the fourth grade?
Yeah.
Now you must have, you're a self-educated man.
Well, must have been because, to the fourth grade. Well, look at this Jimmy, this son of mine. Yeah. I don't think he's here about 12 months here. I don't know, just one winter here, and you talk to him.
Yeah.
You know Jimmy?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't go to... He was down here one winter. Where in hell did he stay with? Anyway, he was. We had him, and he come down and stayed for one winter. So he didn't have much education. But to talk to him, he would be just not as good as anybody at the time.
Yeah.
Charlie, do you think it's a little too much? That's all.
Well. I'll tell you that in Alaska, we've got about 99% of the population that way.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
The thing is this, if you don't drink, you're by yourself.
Yeah.
You're lonesome.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Charlie, do you have any more questions?
Did Brother George go, where was he? Where did he go to visit? Somewhere near San Francisco.
Yeah. Is your brother George still alive?
No.
Yeah.
No. If he was alive, I'd be out there living with him.
I see.
You bet. Mm-hmm. He passed away, I don't know how long ago now.
Mm-hmm. You remember what town he was at?
No, I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know even where he was buried or nothing. Mm-hmm. He died while I was here, and I didn't go out, but he had a, he worked for a gentleman's estate, and he had a house for his own, just as it was. He was married in England too, but I guess he didn't agree with his wife Marion. I remember Marion too. And he didn't agree, so he was here by himself. What become of his wife, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he was married in England. But he was over here by himself and lived by a nice place, too. And then he worked in the lumber camps with me one winter, too.
You were telling him.
Yeah. He was the best. He was a, had a job, axeman, too, mm-hmm. where I didn't. I was just a laborer. George, I think, was the cleverest of the bunch.
Oh.
But he was the oldest. George was the oldest, and I was the youngest. Mm-hmm. And there's Moses and Annie, my sister, in between.
Oh, yeah.
Moses, he never did agree with Moses. He had his own different... He got mixed up with the farmer's boys. He married a farmer's daughter. And George and myself was town boys. We were going to the dances and theatres and things, and Moses didn't. He mixed with the farm boys, and I don't think he ever went to a show or anything in his life. And married a farmer's daughter, one of the swellest girls you ever knew. Moses. But we didn't, it was good friends, but we didn't mix them as George and myself. We used to go, I used to be boxing some to them, and Joe would go, George would go with me and to the bouts and things like that. And where my Moses never just like a stranger. George and me was really thick. Yeah.
Well, Joe, how about joining us for lunch? How about joining us for lunch?
Oh, heck, I feel ashamed to go over there.
You have entertained us.
Nice today, all right. And very nice.
Well, we'd love to have you. It would be a favor to us if you would have lunch with us.
Well, of course, I'd have to go.
We'd love to have you.
Wait a minute, let's see, what day is it today?
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering what there is on today, and there's nothing.
On the radio?
So there is all right, a vacant. On Friday, Tuesday and Friday, mm-hmm. there's a show here.
Well, I was thinking of having lunch. We're going to be leaving at about 3 o'clock.
Oh, well, I'd be glad to go with you.
And
I'd like to have you accompany as much as that.
Yeah.
Well, what in the hell have we got here?
Well,
we have some funny people come here, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's been a real pleasure to get you. I've been anxious and been waiting for a long time. I think it was the last air show they had here. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago? I stopped by and said hello to you, and I knew that you were here.
A poor memory of a lousy memory.
You meet many, many people, and I saw you for just a moment.
Oh, well then, I wonder if
I hear Charlie talk about... trapping. Of course, Charlie is very knowledgeable in the history of trapping.
Oh, yeah.
Fabian Carey is very knowledgeable in...
Who?
Fabian Carey.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's a trapper down in Minchumina. And of course, I know the pleasure of knowing Sam White.
Oh, yeah.
And Sam,
I like Sam.
Oh, Sam's a wonderful person.
You bet. I like Sam.
And I've heard Sam speak about Joe Ward with a great deal of admiration.
I like Sam. The last I see him, he's given an exhibition of flying.
Yeah, so it's been a real pleasure to talk with you today.
Well, that's nice. I'm well done. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Next time I come here, probably next air show.
Right here is the place to come if I'm still alive.
You will.
And you'll be so welcome too.
Yeah.
You will. Right here. Just walk in.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
And my gosh, it'd be nice. And I'd be glad to see you. Come, why don't you come? Why make it that long?
Well,
I know that's not my business.
No, we might make it. I'd kind of like to see Ira Peterson.
Now, I don't know the full particulars about Ira. Somebody tells me he's outside.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about him?
Charlie can give you his address.
Well, what is Ivor doing? I know Ivor well.
Yeah. Charlie?
I quarreled with Ivor one time here. Mm-hmm. And after that, we're the best friends in the world. He used to come here every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I quarreled with him one time.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it took a little while, but he finally started coming. He used to come every single day.
Yeah.
Well, on his way to the post office.
Yeah. I think he'll be back in August if we read the letter right.
Yeah.
The end of this month.
That he will be back.
That's what he says.
Well, yeah. Oh, yes. He comes once in a while, but he used to be a regular, everyday post office and back here. Mm-hmm. And one day I offended him something. Well, he offended me too.
Well, I guess that happens.
Yeah.
Charlie will give you his address here, and then we'll go over and have some sandwich.
Oh, I think I'll go down, and I think I'll come to visit me and sit there, and I sit here. I ever took things over. This man had come to see me, you know, wherever he was, on purpose to see me, and I ever happened to be sitting there, and he took things over, and I sit here, and he never said a word to me, and they finally got out and went off by themselves, and the man had come to visit me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I got sore, and I told Ivan a lot of things.